The Mayfield extension file is closed. Baker Mayfield and the Buccaneers have ended negotiations. He will play 2026 on the final year of his three-year, $100 million deal, and talks resume in March. A punt, not a blow-up. In July, we said Tampa Bay was the favorite with no rebate, and earned 8-9 the regression rules won't subsidize, a division favorite price that bets on health returning to the skill positions, and on a fifth offensive coordinator in 5 years being a fix rather than more churn. Last Sunday, we called it confirmed because the churn revealed itself as half continuity, Mayfield and Godwin putting Zach Robinson's offense at 50% carryover from the Liam Cohen system, and the health bet was holding. The preseason opener was, by design, almost no evidence at all. Tampa Bay beat the Jets 24-16 at MetLife Stadium on Friday, and every starter sat, Baker Mayfield included. The game was a second and third string evaluation, per Scott Smith on the team's website, with the starters having gotten their live work in the week's joint practices instead. So frame the box score accordingly. Connor Basilak started and went 12 of 20 for 72 yards. The story of the night was undrafted rookie quarterback Jalon Daniels, who completed 10 of 15 for 111 yards, ran for a one-yard touchdown, and led both of the offensive touchdown drives with what the team site called impressive command. Todd Bowles, very poised, played very confident in the pocket, and he made the right reads. The defense's depth chart produced the highlight. Undrafted corner Aiden Garnes returned a Bailey Zappi interception 47 yards for a touchdown to tie the game in the second quarter, drawing a measured Bowles compliment. He's getting better. He doesn't carry plays. Josh Williams added a 12-yard touchdown run. Undrafted edge Jack Pyburn had two sacks. Elijah Roberts added another. And safety Rashad Wisdom picked off a deflected pass. The clinching touchdown came after a Jets 12-men-on-the-field penalty on a punt handed Tampa Bay a second chance on fourth down, per McGregor Wells at Gangrene Nation. Backups beating backups, every bit of it. But a camp whose depth players keep making plays is a different August than the one this team had a year ago? The starters' actual work came Tuesday and Wednesday at the Jets facility in Florham Park. Day one ran hot. Mayfield completed 9 of 15 in team periods outside the red zone, while facing steady pressure from Jets rookie edge David Bailey, and tempers boiled over into multiple scuffles, with right tackle Luke Godick ripping off his helmet and throwing it downfield after run-ins with Kingsley Enagbare and Quantez Stiggers, per the Jets' official practice report from Amanda Vogt and Eric Allen. Day 2 was cleaner. Mayfield went 11 of 17 with a touchdown against the Jets' defense, per the same reporters. Two competitive days against an external defense is the real live rep ledger for the first team this week. Now last week's watch items, both of which got answers. First, the Mayfield extension. The resolution exists on the record. Per Greg Allman at Fox Sports, Mayfield and the Buccaneers ended extension negotiations, and he will play 2026 on the final year of his three-year, $100 million deal, with talks to resume in the offseason. No new movement surfaced this week. That is the quiet outcome. A punt to March, not a blow-up. And it converts the standoff into a season-long performance referendum rather than a distraction. Second, the receiver room's next injury update. It arrived Wednesday. Emeka Egbuka limped off with a lower body injury at the joint practice and was done for the day, per Alex Butler at UPI, with Bowles admitting in the moment, "I don't know his status as of right now. I was on the other field." The follow-up graded it routine, a minor toe injury with no specific return date, per Mike Garafolo of NFL Media, via Josh Alper at Pro Football Talk. That matters more than it would have a year ago, because Egbuka, 63 catches, 938 yards, and 6 touchdowns as a rookie, is expected to expand his role after Mike Evans's departure to San Francisco. And the two names the July preview marked as load-bearing, Chris Godwin and Bucky Irving, drew no adverse reporting all week. Rookie pass rusher Reuben Bain Jr. generated no game reporting either, with the frontliners resting and no injury attached to his name. Does the July framing hold? Confirmed. Both open questions resolved on the benign side. The health bet survived its first genuine scare of camp, and the first team got two functional days against another roster. What would change it? Whether Egbuka is back on the practice field this week, and what Mayfield and the starters look like whenever their first game action comes? We'll check Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.